from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Boycott this team. Boycott this team. Boycott this team. Boycott this team.
Welcome back. Boycott this team. This guy is here right here. Boycott this team. Yeah, boycott Jeff this Rieger. 911 Rieger. We told you the story before we came on the air. Boycott this team. He's here in the flesh. Jeff Rieger from The Ticket in Detroit. How are we doing, Rieger?
Sparky, congrats on the new show, my friend. What's going on, man? I mean, Detroit's kind of a happening place right now.
Hold on a second. I was going through some old stuff here before you came on, looking for boycott this team and stuff.
Yes, of course.
Can you explain this drop, this one right here? This one.
I shave my legs.
You shave your legs?
I don't know what that was from. I
shave my legs.
What would that be from?
I mean, shave my legs. It says you shave your legs.
No, I can hear it too. I mean, but I kind of feel it might have been edited. I mean, maybe I was reading.
You think Mike Wickett would edit
shave their legs?
You're saying Wickett would do that? I don't believe Mike Wickett would ever do such a thing.
I actually think you guys are pretty notorious for that kind of thing. Taking stuff out of context all the time. In fact, it's really not honest.
What about
that's why I left Milwaukee.
What about this one?
I have very sensitive skin.
Is that true? You have very sensitive skin?
That is very true. I have this skin condition. It's called seborrhea. True story. I got this cream for like my nose. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. No, there's a, you know what? I do wonder if I shave my legs and have very sensitive skin kind of go with. Maybe it was the same sentence. I don't know.
This is another drop I found. What about this one?
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown when you've got worries.
Rieger, why was this in your quick drops folder? To help,
well, you know what? It's amazing downtown, that none of this stuff like was erased or it made it all the way to now. I actually think I know what that's about.
You do?
For a long time, I was rather successful at going downtown and not picking up any women. Like, there was weekends upon weekends that I would try, and I just wasn't really successful. I mean, what do you? How could you not like me? I don't know. This nose and this voice, I have no idea. But apparently the women of Milwaukee, I don't think they like me very much.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you. Rieger, how long were you here for? Like 3 months? 4 months?
3-4 months, I'd say, yeah.
Four months. Made a lot of waves in 3 or 4 months. Like, Rieger, if he would not have left, I'm telling you, would have been the biggest personality on this station had he stayed. Because there were more moments with Rieger than probably anybody else in that short amount of a time. It was absolutely incredible.
My time in Milwaukee was very fun. And it was like, there was a time that we all went to the Big Ten tournament in Chicago. Yeah. Because, you know, Milwaukee, as you guys know, is real close to Chicago. And, I don't remember that trip at all.
Yeah. The first time Rieger was in town, I was given Rieger to make sure he gets back to the hotel and all that. Man, Rieger partied immediately. Boom. Out at the bar the first night. Everybody's drinking and having a good time. We were out of control children back then. Yes, we were, Jeff.
Yeah, well, Rieger. I mean, I'm pretty sure you said to me, this actually rings, I'm almost certain you said this. Well, you know, there's two ways that people that come to Milwaukee go. The responsible way, where people like just do their job and go home, or the way that you seem to be going.
Yes, that's probably exactly what I said. Yes, we were at the Bosch Bar. That's where I believe that whole thing started. Yes. Yes,
I believe so.
I believe that's where it started. All right, Rieger. That was fun going down memory lane.
We haven't done for the stroll.
Yes, we have not done that in a while. Charlie, our new producer, had no idea about you, so I had to explain why I call you 911 Rieger before you came on the air to everybody. Let's get everybody up to speed. All right, let's talk about the Lions today. A couple of huge contract extensions.
That's crazy, isn't it? Like, I kind of feel that the Lions are telling their fans that you know what? We're moving out of that first-round pick tomorrow, and you're not going to have any picks to cheer. So here's what we're going to give you. We're going to give you Penei Sewell, extended four-year deal, and broke the bank on that one. And then we're going to give you Amon-Ra St. Brown. Here's the weird thing. You guys have won titles, and I love Detroit, and I love the fans. But fans are actually a little pissed about the Amon-Ra St. Brown signing. They're actually calling him names.
What?
Like, I've heard some people call him mid, meaning he's not that good. I've heard some people say he's nice, but he's not worth like that cheetah type money, because right, that's pretty much his comp right now. And to me, it's insane. The guy was an all-pro last year. He embodies everything that Detroit is. You took him in the fourth round, and he just goes to work, and he's so dependable and reliable. And I'm ecstatic that they re-signed him. And then Penei Sewell is going to be a left tackle very soon. I would assume this signing pretty much marks the end of Taylor Decker. He's got one more year, and then he moves over to the left side, talking about Sewell. But these are two guys that Brad Holmes drafted right around, speaking of the draft, and now they both got massive deals. So I think some of Detroit is conflicted because we're not used to being good, and this is how good teams actually act. But, I mean, for a guy like myself, I think both signings are fantastic.
It's interesting that you say they're not going to have a pick to cheer for. Talking with Jeff Rieger of the Ticket Detroit Weeknights, Will Joe and Rieger Show. Follow him on Twitter at Rieger1984. It's R-I-G-E-R if you're looking for him.
Oh, thank you for that.
You're welcome. You should see the picture that Charlie found of you and tweeted out. It's something. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Hey, this is my thing. I've seen a lot of mock drafts that had the lines moving up. You're saying that you think the Lions are moving out of the first round and going back?
So I do think that. Now, I could understand how they would move up, right? I mean, Brad Holmes, looking at him as a GM, he's moved up four times and he's moved back four times. And he moved up 2 years ago for Jameson Williams, and he moved back last year when he had the sixth overall pick because his guy wasn't there. Or, you know, he eventually got Jahmyr Gibbs, which, by the way, people laughed at, and now it turned out to be a pretty good pick.
Yep.
So I do think they're going to go back. Dan Campbell, the head coach, went to the morning show today, our morning show, and said, listen, he was asked, like, what would you tell people if you guys move back? And he's like, you got one sleep until two picks instead of one pick. And he's like, listen, we're going to do whatever we need to do for this organization. Now, I don't know how many Lions fans would actually be upset if they moved back, but this seems like after spending all that money, and Brad Holmes is such a great drafter, I think they're going to want to get him as many lottery tickets, if you will, as possible, and build as much depth as possible, considering you know you're eventually going to lose some guys because you don't have the money to pay all of them. But I understand your point of view, too, that if they see somebody they truly love, that they could consider him starting right away, making impact right away, maybe they do spend the draft equity to trade up. So Campbell was on the morning show again, I mentioned, and he said there's about 15 players in this draft that they really love. So maybe if it's not too expensive and one of those 15
and it's not quarterbacks. So it's 15 guys other than quarterbacks, obviously.
Correct. Yeah, so maybe they do trade up, but if I had to guess, I don't think they're picking at 29. I think they're probably moving back to the second round.
I'll say this. If I had to guess, they move up for Cooper DeJean, because they love Iowa kids. And that would make a lot of sense for Detroit.
Well, hold on a second, though, because as good as Cooper DeJean might be and the best-rated cornerback, and you mentioned Iowa.
Could play safety.
Of course, they have ties with Iowa with Jack Campbell and whatnot. But I think it's one of the Alabama kids that they'd be more interested in. Brad Holmes chose to go to one pro day, and that was Alabama. Brad Holmes has already drafted Jahmyr Gibbs from Alabama. Yeah. He already drafted Jameson Williams from Alabama. And you're looking at two corners, Kool-Aid McKinstry and Tyrion Arnold, that are both there. Even a guy like McKinstry might fall to you. So I think maybe you're looking more at those corners than a Cooper DeJean, but maybe you're right. I also think, too, and Brad Holmes is pretty sensitive about this, like, he doesn't believe we're going to go, you know, position of need. We're going to go best player available. And despite the fact that their secondary is not great at all, like, they got work to do, I wouldn't be shocked if they even go offense, if they go receiver, potentially.
Receiver? Really? Take one of those fast kids out of Texas or something like that?
Yeah, I just think anything is really there, because you look at the Lions, they're kind of like the Packers, right? Like, they're built pretty well, with the exception of I have worries about the secondary. But I think Brad Holmes has been known to be a wild card of sorts and say, hey, listen, if there's a kid that we love, why not go and get him? And they lost Josh Reynolds, so you could make the case that they need a receiver. I don't think they need a receiver, but they could go receiver and just obviously make that offense already better than it is. And it was pretty good last year. Right. Here's the thing. I don't know if you saw this, but despite
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The excitement of Penei Sewell or Amon-Ra St. Brown. Did you see the Adam Schefter tweet about Jared Goff?
No.
So So Adam Schefter, after all the excitement, because, you know, here in Detroit, we can never just be happy. Somebody always has to put a damper on our parade, right? So Schefter, minutes after the Penei Sewell news is announced, tweets out that the Lions and Jared Goff are nowhere close. Like, the two sides have talked, but there is no deal, and there is not going to be a deal anytime soon. So now you're left to worry, like, what? Okay, well, who's holding it up? Is Goff asking for too much?
Probably.
Do the Lions not want to pay the price? Or maybe Hendon Hooker is going to be their quarterback. They did draft him in the third round, and Goff plays this year on his contract. Maybe you franchise him next year, and then after that, it's time to go get Hooker.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Turn into a drop too.
I thought that the Hendon Hooker pick was a great pick because he was hurt. There was no threat to Goff necessarily last year. Goff plays well. If I'm Jared Goff, I want to see what Jordan Love gets. Because if Jordan Love gets $45 or $50 million, I'm going right back to Detroit and going, I want to be right in that ballpark. I want to be right in that same ballpark as Jordan Love.
I understand both sides of things. Like, for instance, if you're Jared Goff, you're telling the Lions and his agent, he's like, listen, we've took you to places you never ever thought you could go. We won you that playoff game, then we doubled it and got you another one. We were in the NFC title game. You never experienced any success like this till I came along. But then the Lions could go back and say, Jared, McVay didn't want you in L.A. We like you.
You can't be that harsh, Rieger. You can't be like, hey, McVay didn't want you, so we're not going to pay you. You can't say that.
Hold on a second, because look at Jared's surrounding cast. Like, you got how many All-Pros on that offense already? Amon-Ra is an All-Pro. Penei Sewell is an All-Pro. You got two good tight ends. You got two good running backs. You got some good receivers. Like, that is a great offense. So maybe they're thinking, we could put Hendon Hooker behind center and potentially have as much success, or maybe there's a little dip, but you're playing around a lot of really good players, and Hooker can run and Goff can't, and you're going to be paying, what, a smidge of what you would pay Goff if you decided to go that route.
That's true. Talking with Jeff Rieger of The Ticket in Detroit. Of course, he has his weeknight show. I want to talk a little bit about how Brian Holmes looks at this, because you brought up lottery tickets and getting him as many as possible. Brian Gutekunst in his presser a couple days ago for the Packers, the general manager, said when asked about having 11 picks, the assumption by a lot of people is, well, they don't need 11 picks. So they'll probably package a couple of those and move on up and have less picks, but better picks before it's all done. They already have a 1, 2, 2s, and 2, 3s. From a Lions perspective, is that kind of where Brad Holmes is of, I want as many picks as possible? Because when it got brought up to Goody, Goody's like, I'd like to have 13 or 14 picks before this thing is all said and done.
Yeah, so I think he wants as many picks as possible. So Brad Holmes, you could talk about the free agency and wonder if he can, you know, be as successful as other GMs in that category. And maybe people wonder about, like, the roster building and paying various guys. Maybe this is where all the anxiety comes from for Amon-Ra St. Brown. But the one thing you can't question is he's a great drafter. Like, maybe the best in football. Look at his success rate, Sparky. Whether it be Aiden Hutchinson, that's a gimme, right? Second overall, yeah. No big deal. Amon-Ra St. Brown, fourth round. I mean, if you redraft that draft, you're saying to yourself, like, oh, he's going to go top three. Penei Sewell, that's a first rounder, went seventh. You could have taken a kid like Justin Fields. You decided not to.
Good
now
thing.
You're paying him. Like, I mean, Aleem McNeil was in the third round.
Yeah.
James Houston had 8.5 sacks his rookie year. You got him in the sixth round. Malcolm Rodriguez was starting at linebacker. You got him in the sixth round. Like, you can make the case that he failed at one guy, and maybe it's not even a fail yet, and Levi Onwuzurike, who he took in the second round of his first draft. Like, he's been so good at the draft that I think he's exactly like that. I think he wants as many picks as possible, and that's why I wouldn't be shocked if they move out of 29, move back, and get some more picks.
It's funny, when Rieger would join us on Curt and Long, I had Rieger on before the second time they played the Lions. And I told Rieger, I was like, dude, he doesn't suck, man. Who knows? Maybe they beat y'all or whatever. And this was going into Thanksgiving. And
that
Rieger,
was cocky. That was arrogant.
Yes, and Rieger was like, could you imagine if they beat the Lions and all of a sudden they end up in the playoffs and somehow or another the Packers and Lions have to play each other and da-da-da-da-da. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, they're going to the playoffs and we're in that last week where it was a possibility of Green Bay and Detroit. And I'm like, oh my God, Rieger, you called this at, like, before Thanksgiving that it may go this way.
Back then, before that, you said to me, Lions fans could care less about the Packers, not worried about you at all, in the rearview mirror. They have bigger things. So that's where you were, right? I want to know now. Where y'all at now heading into this draft on the Packers?
Yeah, it was fun. I remember that. Yeah, you guys didn't look very good. It was fun to think back to that. Now, listen. First of all, the Lions beating Matthew Stafford and the Rams in the first playoff win in 32 years, nothing tops that. Yes. We're not thinking about you. But we did cheer you because you beat Dallas the same day, and that allowed us to get another home playoff game.
Right.
And obviously they got Tampa Bay. And yeah, I was rooting for the Packers because I would want an NFC title home playoff game. It would have been amazing. Absolutely, it would have been fantastic. But no, I think you're an issue without a doubt. I think Lions fans understand that. I think Lions fans are pretty impressed with Jordan Love. Now, it's funny because a lot of Lions fans that don't want to believe that you did it again, Favre and Rodgers and now Love, they'll bring up the last pass against San Francisco
right.
and how he threw across his body.
Dumb.
It's an awful
yep.
pass. They'll be like, oh, this guy stinks. But I think the majority of Lions fans are like, listen, yeah, I mean, the Packers are really good. And the fact that you caught fire to get to the postseason to begin with, pretty impressive. So I do think now the hatred is back. Like, we forgot about you. This
yeah.
was our season. And now I'd say without a doubt, like, it's the Packers and the Lions for who wins the division. I don't think anybody believes in Minnesota. They don't have a quarterback. And Chicago is always a train wreck, right? So, like, I don't think Chicago, despite having a pretty good defense and a new quarterback, I just don't think they're going to be in the mix this year. So I think it's going to be a two-team race, without a doubt. And now some of the anxiety's back. Like, it used to be, we can't beat Rodgers. We can't beat Rodgers. We hate Rodgers. And now everybody hates Rodgers for some of his views. But, like, now some of that anxiety is back because we can't beat the Packers. They just reload. So, yeah, I think some Lions fans feel that way. The other thing, too, Sparky, is, and I'm not gutsy enough to say this on my radio show, so I'll just say it to you because this will never get back to Detroit.
No.
I do wonder if last year was just Detroit's year. You know what I mean? Like, there was really nobody else in the NFC North to win the division. The Lions actually had a pretty favorable schedule for the most part. They got really lucky as far as health is concerned. I mean, they got guys back when everybody was injured for other teams late in the season. And then, of course, I mean, if you're looking at it, honestly, you got two home playoff games. Nobody would have expected that. You beat the Rams, great game. The Bucks, let's be honest, not a great team. You beat them, and you're up 17 points on the Niners for a chance to go to the Super Bowl first time ever. Now, I'm not saying you win the Super Bowl, but I do think things are going to be tougher next year for the Lions. I mean, the schedules are a lot more difficult. They're going to be the hunted even more than they already were. And despite the fact that they're a good team, I still think you're going to be able to throw the football on them. So I do wonder if it will go down, if the Lions aren't as good next year as they were last year.
Interesting. I can't wait for the season myself because I just think the Packers offense is going to be so much better. All those young kids figured it out in the second half of last year. Now you give them a whole offseason, whole other training camp. Yeah, we talked about it. When they lost the Lions the first time, I wasn't moving off of my Jordan Love stance. I was like, nope, he doesn't suck. He's going to be fine, but these guys don't know what they're doing right now, and it's making them look horrible. And eventually they figured it out, and away went this Packers offense, and I think they'll just be better next year. And then on top of it, you add Josh Jacobs to this mix. You get a safety in Xavier McKinney and spend a bunch of money there, and now you have 11 draft picks, maybe you end up with more to help fix that defense, who now finally has a new defensive coordinator, and they got rid of Joe Barry. There's a lot of upside right now for the Packers looking ahead to this year. Rieger, thank you so much for coming on. As always, appreciate it. Did get a tweet about your picture. It says, certified lady killer, hide your wife and your Wendy's, Sparky. Rieger's not having
Wendy's. Well, I got to look at this picture.
Yeah.
You know, I had to get rid of the hair because it was so much blotchy and different. I mean, that was probably back when I had good hair.
It definitely has hair. Yeah, you are definitely not bald. I would never tweet a picture of you bald. No.
Yeah, oh, thank you. I look that good. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah,
I
no. No, I was horrified when I saw you bald. And, I, you know, Rieger, if I lived by you and I saw you every day, maybe it wouldn't be. But when I saw it, I literally texted our friend, Horny Dave Metcalf. That was the first guy from Michigan that came here. And I was like, is Rieger okay? Is he okay?
The excitement of Penei Sewell or Amon-Ra St. Brown. Did you see the Adam Schefter tweet about Jared Goff?
No.
So Adam Schefter, after all the excitement, because, you know, here in Detroit, we can never just be happy. Somebody always has to put a damper on our parade, right? So Schefter, minutes after the Penei Sewell news is announced, tweets out that the Lions and Jared Goff are nowhere close. Like, the two sides have talked, but there is no deal, and there is not going to be a deal anytime soon. So now you're left to worry, like, what? Okay, well, who's holding it up? Is Goff asking for too much?
Probably.
Do the Lions not want to pay the price? Or maybe Hendon Hooker is going to be their quarterback. They did draft him in the third round, and Goff plays this year on his contract. Maybe you franchise him next year, and then after that, it's time to go get Hooker.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Turn into a drop too.
I thought that, yes, I thought the Hendon Hooker pick was a great pick because he was hurt. There was no threat to Goff necessarily last year. Goff plays well. If I'm Jared Goff, I want to see what Jordan Love gets. Because if Jordan Love gets $45 or $50 million, I'm going right back to Detroit and going, I want to be right in that ballpark. I want to be right in that same ballpark as Jordan Love.
But I understand both sides of things. Like, for instance, if you're Jared Goff, you're telling the Lions and his agent, he's like, listen, we've took you to places you never ever thought you could go. We won you that playoff game, then we doubled it and got you another one. We were in the NFC title game. You never experienced any success like this till I came along. But then the Lions could go back and say, Jared, McVay didn't want you in L.A. We like you.
You can't be that harsh, Rieger. You can't be like, hey, McVay didn't want you, so we're not going to pay you. You can't say that.
Hold on a second, because look at Jared's surrounding cast. Like, you got how many All-Pros on that offense already? Amon-Ra is an All-Pro. Penei Sewell is an All-Pro. You got two good tight ends. You got two good running backs. You got some good receivers. Like, that is a great offense. So maybe they're thinking, we could put Hendon Hooker behind center and potentially have as much success, or maybe there's a little dip, but you're playing around a lot of really good players, and Hooker can run, and Goff can't, and you're going to be paying, what, a smidge of what you would pay Goff if you decided to go that route.
That's true. Talking with Jeff Rieger of The Ticket in Detroit. Of course, he has his weeknight show. I want to talk a little bit about how Brad Holmes looks at this, because you brought up lottery tickets and getting him as many as possible. Brian Gutekunst and his presser a couple days ago for the Packers, the general manager, said when asked about having 11 picks, the assumption by a lot of people is, well, they don't need 11 picks. So they'll probably package a couple of those and move on up and have less picks, but better picks before it's all done. They already have a 1, 2, 2s, and 2, 3s. From a Lions perspective, is that kind of where Brad Holmes is, of I want as many picks as possible? Because when it got brought up to Goody, Goody's like, I'd like to have 13 or 14 picks before this thing is all said and done.
Yeah, so I think he wants as many picks as possible. So Brad Holmes, you could talk about the free agency and wonder if he can, you know, be as successful as other GMs in that category. And maybe people wonder about, like, the roster building and paying various guys. Maybe this is where all the anxiety comes from for Amon-Ra St. Brown. But the one thing you can't question is he's a great drafter. Like, maybe the best in football. Look at his success rate, Sparky. Whether it be Aiden Hutchinson, that's a gimme, right? Second overall, yeah. No big deal. Amon-Ra St. Brown, fourth round. I mean, if you redraft that draft, you're saying to yourself, like, oh, he's going to go top three. Penei Sewell, that's a first rounder, went seventh. You could have taken a kid like Justin Fields. You decided not to.
Good
now
thing.
You're paying him. Like, I mean, Aleem McNeil was in the third round.
Yeah.
James Houston had 8.5 sacks his rookie year. You got him in the sixth round. Malcolm Rodriguez was starting at linebacker. You got him in the sixth round. Like, you can make the case that he failed at one guy, and maybe it's not even a fail yet, and Levi Onwuzurike, who he took in the second round of his first draft. Like, he's been so good at the draft that I think he's exactly like that. I think he wants as many picks as possible, and that's why I wouldn't be shocked if they move out of 29, move back, and get some more picks.
It's funny, when Rieger would join us on Curt and Long, I had Rieger on before the second time they played the Lions. And I told Rieger, I was like, dude, he doesn't suck, man. Who knows? Maybe they beat y'all or whatever. And this was going into Thanksgiving. And
that
Rieger,
was cocky. That was arrogant.
Yes, and Rieger was like, could you imagine if they beat the Lions and all of a sudden they end up in the playoffs and somehow or another the Packers and the Lions have to play each other and da-da-da-da-da. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, they're going to the playoffs and we're in that last week where it was a possibility of Green Bay and Detroit. And I'm like, oh my God, Rieger, you called this out like before Thanksgiving that it may go this way. Back then, before that, you said to me, Lions fans could care less about the Packers, not worried about you at all, in the rearview mirror. They have bigger things. So that's where you were, right? I want to know now. Where y'all at now heading into this draft on the Packers?
Yeah, it was fun. I remember that. Yeah, you guys didn't look very good. It was fun to think back to that. Now, listen. First of all, the Lions beating Matthew Stafford and the Rams in the first playoff win in 32 years, nothing tops that. Yes. We're not thinking about you. But we did cheer you because you beat Dallas the same day, and that allowed us to get another home playoff game.
Right.
And obviously they got Tampa Bay. And yeah, I was rooting for the Packers because I would want an NFC title home playoff game. It would have been amazing. Absolutely. It would have been fantastic. But no, I think you're an issue without a doubt. I think Lions fans understand that. I think Lions fans are pretty impressed with Jordan Love. Now, it's funny because a lot of Lions fans that don't want to believe that you did it again, Favre and Rodgers and now Love, they'll bring up the last pass against San Francisco
right.
and how he threw across his body.
Dumb.
It's an awful
yep.
pass. They'll be like, oh, this guy stinks. But I think a lot of Lions fans, I think the majority of Lions fans are like, listen, yeah, I mean, the Packers are really good. And the fact that you caught fire to get to the postseason to begin with, pretty impressive. So I do think now the hatred is back. Like, we forgot about you. This
yeah.
was our season. And now I'd say without a doubt, like, it's the Packers and the Lions for who wins the division. I don't think anybody believes in Minnesota. They don't have a quarterback. And Chicago is always a train wreck, right? So, like, I don't think Chicago, despite having a pretty good defense and a new quarterback, I just don't think they're going to be in the mix this year. So I think it's going to be a two-team race, without a doubt. And now some of the anxiety's back. Like, it used to be, we can't beat Rodgers. We can't beat Rodgers. We hate Rodgers. And now everybody hates Rodgers for some of his views. But, like, now some of that anxiety is back because we can't beat the Packers. They just reload. So, yeah, I think some Lions fans feel that way. The other thing, too, Sparky, is, and I'm not gutsy enough to say this on my radio show, so I'll just say it to you because this will never get back to Detroit.
No.
I do wonder if last year was just Detroit's year. You know what I mean? Like, there was really nobody else in the NFC North to win the division. The Lions actually had a pretty favorable schedule for the most part. They got really lucky as far as health is concerned. I mean, they got guys back when everybody was injured for other teams late in the season. And then, of course, I mean, if you're looking at it, honestly, you got two home playoff games. Nobody would have expected that. You beat the Rams, great game. The Bucks, let's be honest, not a great team. You beat them, and you're up 17 points on the Niners for a chance to go to the Super Bowl first time ever. Now, I'm not saying you win the Super Bowl, but I do think things are going to be tougher next year for the Lions. I mean, the schedule's a lot difficult, more difficult. They're going to be the hunted even more than they already were, and despite the fact that they're a good team, I still think you're going to be able to throw the football on them. So I do wonder if it will go down, if the Lions aren't as good next year as they were last year.
Interesting. I can't wait for the season myself.
Cause I can't either.
I just think the Packers offense is going to be so much better. All those young kids figured it out in the second half of last year. Now you give them a whole offseason, whole other training camp. Yeah, we talked about it. When they lost to the Lions the first time, I wasn't moving off of my Jordan Love stance. I was like, nope, he doesn't suck. He's going to be fine, but these guys don't know what they're doing right now, and it's making them look horrible. And eventually they figured it out, and away went those Packers offense. And I think they'll just be better next year. And then on top of it, you add Josh Jacobs to this mix. You get a safety in Xavier McKinney and spend a bunch of money there. And now you have 11 draft picks, maybe end up with more to help fix that defense, who now finally has a new defensive coordinator, and they got rid of Joe Barry. There's a lot of upside right now for the Packers looking ahead to this year. Rieger, thank you so much for coming on. As always, appreciate it. Did get a tweet about your picture. It says, certified lady killer, hide your wife and your Wendy's, Sparky. Rieger's not having
Wendy's. Why did I look at this picture?
Yeah.
You know, I had to get rid of the hair because it was so much blotchy and different. I mean, that was probably back when I had good hair.
It definitely has hair. Yeah, you are definitely not bald. I would never tweet a picture of you bald. No.
Yeah, oh, thank you. I look that good. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah,
I appreciate
no. I was horrified when I saw you bald. And, I, you know, Rieger, if I lived by you and I saw you every day, maybe it wouldn't be. But when I saw it, I literally texted our friend, Horny Dave Metcalf. That was the first guy from Michigan that came here. And I was like, is Rieger okay? Is he all right? He's like, yeah, I think he's fine. Why? I'm like, why did he shave his head? Did he lose a bet? What happened? And he's like, no, I think he thinks he looks good. I said, okay, all right, we'll go.
No. I definitely don't think I look good. Like, Telly Savalas looks good with a bald head, right?
And
like,
a sucker, yeah.
Right, exactly. Like I know I don't look good, but listen, it was an experimental phase. Now it's grown back a little bit. I'm just looking for the right spot. I'm just going to wear a lot of hats. I'm going to be one
just
of those guys.
Do what your wife says. How hard is this? If she says it looks good, then it looks good, and who cares what everybody else says?
She doesn't think it looks good. Do you want me to ask her right now? I can ask her.
Yeah, go ahead. I'd like to hear the answer. Tell her not to swear.
Okay, hold on a sec. Hold on.
Is good.
Yeah. You're live on the radio, Allison? Allison, you're live on the radio. Can you just say what you think of my haircut? What looks good and what doesn't?
I have no comment.
Huh. See? She doesn't like it either. So just listen to your wife and do what she wants you to do.
Do you want to talk to my 8-year-old, Sparky? Is that what we're doing here? Here, hold on. This is Olive Sark.
I like that.
Hey, how you doing? Are you good? Do you like daddy's no hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't want to rub his hair.
Yeah, you could rub his head and wish for a new toy car or something.
I did not think this interview was going to go there, but here we are.
Oh, I miss you, Rieger. All right, Jeff, we'll talk to you later, buddy.
See you, Sparky. Good luck tomorrow.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Jeff Rieger. Follow him on Twitter at Rieger1984 of the ticket. And, of course, Wojo and Rieger weeknights on the ticket in Detroit. So what did you think, Charlie? Your first interaction and a hearing, one Jeff Rieger.
Sounds like a fun guy.
Dude, he's amazing. Dude, and you think he's a fun guy this way. You should see him when he's had a couple cocktails. Then he becomes really a fun guy. No question about that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.